welcome to another episode of Fool's Daily. Today is a Malifaux episode. We don't often do Malifaux episodes because we have the other show for that, but Joel is so excited.
Yes, I am.
See? But we had to do a Malifaux episode today, and we're going to focus on just one model, apparently, I have been told.
Yeah, Super Weasel.
Is Super Weasel like Super Pig?
Yeah, except for real, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because in a real fashion.
So Super, what is Super Weasel?
It's the Cavalry Tachi. It's the Wave 2 addition to Ten Thunders, and it's a totem that can be taken by any master.
Oh, yes, this is the one that I once cheated in the beta game when I was using Shillong. And I had Shillong's Peasants, and I had this at the same time.
Yeah, the reason I call it the Super Weasel is if you research the name Kamuratachi, it comes up as some sort of a cross between a dust devil and some sort of weasel creature with scythe-bladed limbs. But it kind of looks weaselly to me, so Super Weasel from now on.
Yeah, the ones I've seen depicted when I did the search to find out what it actually was, they all had capes and things drawn on them as well.
Sounds super weaselly to me.
Well, yeah.
The reason I'm sort of getting a bit excited about this is because I managed to get this totem into a game yesterday, and it became the most valuable player in my entire crew. For a 4-stone minion to sort of like change how I play and make me this excited to try and get it into every crew, it must be doing something very right. So it's made me quite bouncy and giddy.
Cool. So we should, let's go through it. So it's 4 stones, mm-hmm. 10 thunders, generic totem.
Yep.
So if you're using it, you know, if you're using it with Misaki, you're not taking, Shang. Oh.
Damn.
Oh, what a shame.
With McCabe, you're not taking Luna. Which is a trade-off. It does a different job.
Taking it with Lynch, you're not taking Huggy.
And I would viably do that. We'll get to that in a minute. And if you don't take it with Mayfeng, you're not taking the Emberling, which I think you can probably live without.
Yeah.
Shenwang, you're not taking Peasants. I don't know enough about Shenwang to know whether that's a good idea or a bad one.
Yeah, Shenlong, the Peasants are pretty good with him, so...
Yeah, might leave them in then. It's a trade-off for some of them, but not for others.
Okay, so it's 4 stones, which is quite pricey for a totem.
It is a minion, not a peon.
Yeah, though it is insignificant.
It is. So it would count for things like Reconnoiter, being in the right kind of place, because that only counts whether you're a minion, not whether you're significant or not. But it's not going to be doing any scheme marker shenanigans for you.
Yeah. It's defense of 6, willpower and wounds of 4, walk of 6, charge of 6, and it's height 1.
Yeah. So it's incredibly nippy and actually fairly hard to hit.
Yeah. Defense 6 is pretty decent.
Yeah, very decent. Usually means something will take a couple of hits to try and get rid of it. And it's better be throwing some fairly decent card at it.
Yeah.
Especially if you've used some, AP to maybe go defensive with it. From using Teratops, who are the same defense, this thing is actually fairly survivable. Especially if there's a sort of stones you're getting for it.
Right.
It's got tricks for everyone. This totem, is someone that every of the 10th Thunder Masters should be considering. Because it seems to have an ability that blends in and has synergy with every one of the 10th Thunder Masters.
Yeah.
They've done a superb job on making it a viable choice for everyone. But there's something here you just don't often find on a 4 Soul Stone minion card. For a start, it's got a 0 action. They're not common on minions.
Nope.
And this one is throw a card to push target friendly leader or a minion within 6 inches of the Super Weasel, up to its walk in any direction. So it moves your master around happily.
Yeah. That's what I've used it for in the past, is pushing Misaki around.
Yeah, well, with Kib, who I ran it with, a free 7-inch push with his already huge speed.
Yeah.
He's really, really good. And moving a minion around who is then perhaps already nimble or but he's ready to able to reactivate from having one of McCabe's upgrades can get something nasty into a good position.
Yep.
So really, really good at a very cheap cost. It doesn't have to even try and cast it. It just works. So yeah, very impressed by that one. And then I actually started reading the rest of the card. It interacts with anything that starts moving upgrades around. Once per turn, if a friendly model attaches an upgrade within 6 inches of the Super Weasel, you get to draw a card. So if you've got McCabe who's moving upgrades about, you've got Yan Wo who is perhaps potentially doing that with his ancestor cards. Things like that. You've got your free card draw from all your natural effects are going to happen.
Yeah, and do you think it works on things like if Jackdaw gives you a cursed upgrade?
Yes. A friendly model attaches an upgrade.
Yeah.
So, yes, I assumed it would. Because the friendly model's having an upgrade attached to it, so.
Yeah, because the cursed upgrades are upgrades, aren't they?
Yeah, and so. He does say that the model attaches it. So, yeah. Even from that. It's got another one that when a model discards an upgrade, that model heals 2 damage and gets a 3-inch push in any direction. So you've got plenty of upgrades in 10 Thunders, with Cold Training being one, Broken Promises being another, that you're often taking just to discard at some opportune point.
Which one's Broken Promises?
That one is if you discard the... You plus 1 willpower. Oh, sorry, no, it's 7 or 5 dragons in it. Broken Promises right, yeah. Is you can discard the card to make attacks against you beyond negative flips.
Right, okay.
And, yeah, there's Servant of 5 Dragons as well. Which
yeah, you... I quite like having Servant of 5 Dragons on certain scheme pools.
Yes, I may have used it last night. Twice. it gives you plus 1 willpower to that one, and that allows you to discard to remove scheme markers that are near you. So often quite useful. So with a lot of the 10 Thunders models being able to take these kind of upgrades, having also an ability to heal that model and push it can put those models into even better positions.
Yeah.
I used it with and with McCabe, who is moving upgrades around. He just, the very act of McCabe taking his upgrades back and attaching them to himself means that you are getting a heal for 2 and a 3-inch push on one model. And drawing a card.
Yeah.
For no cost whatsoever. It's hyper efficient.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's enough to make you giggle when it happens.
And you can hear Joel giggle. It's at the moment.
Pretty much. And then it can actually attack stuff and use AP. Everything we discussed so far doesn't actually cost any AP.
Yeah.
So we have... the cup ability to start winking in with people, like Winch. This model has a casting 7 spell.
Yeah.
Okay, with a defense resist and a range of 6, discard up to 2 cards. Target model gains burning plus 1 for every card discarded. And that's a 1 action to cast. Winch has a wonderful thing if he's holding aces. Because he can throw the cards, have them back, and do it again, and have them back. And this model can jump and dump out burning 4 onto anything inside 6 inches. Pretty much with impunity.
Yeah, that works really well with Shenlong as well.
And anything burning, Mifeng doesn't mind that at all.
Nope.
If you've got, you know, and if something actually managed to get close to try and kill it, it actually has a close combat attack. Not brilliant, but it's got flay built in. It'll hit you like a Teraton does.
Yeah.
So all in all, a very impressive footer model. So why would I consider dumping Huggy for this? Well, actually, that's kind of been forced on me. At the moment, for SmogCon, I took down a big bag of Gribbly models for people to use in the story encounter.
Yep.
And I kind of left it there, didn't I?
You kind of did.
And in there, among other Gribbly models, is my Huggy. And anything else I might proxy my Huggy with. Since everything, almost everything I have on a 50mm base, which wasn't Guild, was in that box. So necessity has become the mother of invention. And I've decided to try and run Winch without Huggy for a while and see if he actually does need him.
Right.
And I've been building lists with Winch and this Kamitachi to see how much playing around with aces I can potentially get.
Right.
And it seems that actually quite a lot. There's plenty of cards now in Wave 2 that make this really, really viable.
I suppose the other interesting thing, I suppose, about doing that is it changes your upgrades that you're going to put on Lynch.
Completely.
Because you're not thinking, oh, I'll put the Bring Huggy one back on.
Or make Huggy better. I don't even need to think about Bruins anymore.
Yeah.
There's maybe one reason for me to hand out Brilliance, and that's to make Winch's own attacks better, and he can do that himself. So it completely breaks your Winch crew down in for what you would normally take, and that's making you think a bit freer about everything else that's out there for him. Still in theme, though. I mean, things like the Waste Rolls, they can discard cards to achieve effects.
Yeah.
And Aces, they'll have them back, thank you very much. It allows you to think about, you know, the crossroads, being able to push Winch around because you're going to discard a card and have it back. He's going to get a free walk every turn from this totem, making him a more mobile gun. You can think about taking things like cold training onto him, misdirection onto him. It's, you know, without having to worry about protecting Huggy, it really does free up a lot of design space for what you can do with Winch and a crew.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, actually, I'm really beginning to start enjoying thinking outside the box with these models a bit more. And the Kamitachi has been my catalyst for doing that.
Yeah, I enjoyed using it with Misaki. Though that was during beta when it was... Because it was one of the models that changed radically since when the open beta finished and then the final cards came out. Because when the open beta finished, the combination of abilities that it had basically meant that Misaki could throw away recalled training, a different model could get recalled training, use that recalled training, throw it away, and then Misaki would get it back again.
Ooh. If you had two models with the cold training, could they sort of keep exchanging them between the two?
Yes.
Oh.
And at the cost of taking some damage.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like two damage to do it. But no, it was a radical change to lose that. And then there were some tricks that you could pull by putting Wastrels in, because Wastrels had the ability to act, to use the upgrades as well, which there was some language that changed around them that prevented them from doing it. But you could basically just pass recall training around everybody.
I remember that training. Oh, so do I.
Hey, I've just recalled it.
It would be recalling the recall training, wouldn't it?
It would. So, I think it's a good model. What model, what are you going to proxy it with?
I think one of my Guildhound type super giant Guildhound weasels will be doing a stand-in.
Yeah, the ones from Otherworld.
Yes.
That's exactly what I'm using for my... Yeah,
obviously not running Guildhounds in any list that has them in, and just be the one of them. Yeah. So no chance of confusion.
That's what I'm using as well.
Yeah, it seems like the most appropriate model at the moment until we'd give us something to actually sink our teeth into.
Yeah, I wonder where it will turn up.
Yeah.
Box-wise. Actually, I've been wondering that. For quite a few things. Sort of, you know, what a Bishop and Johann going to be in an outcast support box?
You mean kind of like the Mature and the Young were together?
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, the Mature and the Young had upgrade cards with them as well, and it does kind of thematically fall for the Grow list.
Yeah.
So you could see that as a box, but, you know, maybe. I wondered if there would be enough plastic to actually sell them as singles. We don't seem to be doing singles, do they, at the moment? Or is it a big kit?
They're not. Though cost-wise, I don't... We're sort of digressing. Ha, huh, that's a surprise. cost-wise, I don't think it makes a massive amount of difference because, you know, one small sprue is, from my understanding, sort of like a third of the cost of a big sprue.
Right.
Because you're still stamping out. And even if you stamped it all out as a big one and then clipped them.
Yeah.
I think the thing that they're trying to avoid is shelf, you know, too much shelf space.
Yeah, I mean, you do got to box it, card it, ship them all.
Yeah.
And that takes up space. And then you've got, yeah, lots of space on a GameStop shelf. Sure. Yeah.
And just, you know, and big stock lists and things.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to see, won't we?
We will. So, so that was the Super Weasel. We're out of time. So until next time, I've been Mike.
And I've been Joel.
Bye. You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter, we're at fools_daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.